Tfasim, as points out in the Zitz Parsha, we have the bracha to Yaakov and the bracha to Esav. The bracha to Yaakov is V'yitzen lecha ha'olokim mitzal ha'shamayim mish. The Rashi gives, the Rashi should give you. So Rashi questions, what is the phrase V'yitzen lecha? So Rashi says, Yitzen b'yachzer v'yitzen. He should give to you and he should give to you again. That's based on that's a Medrash Rabbah in a Bereishis Rabbah. By Esav it says, Mishmanei Orti Yemashavecho, that you should dwell in the places which have are shomein, are plentiful, or literally fatty, but means they're plentiful, that you should live there. So we have two approaches to how to deal with sustenance. One approach is, I wish I had tremendous resources that I would own. I always would have what I want, what I need. And I'll use it for good things even, but I like that, knowing that it's in my back pocket, I have it already. I want to win the lottery and own millions of dollars, billions of dollars. Or I'm really happy to just every day get what I need and that's it. So Esav is told, Mishmanei Orti Yemashavecho, he will dwell in the places with tremendous resources. It's all his. So he doesn't need to receive a new gift every day from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what his needs are. He's guaranteed it. He has it. He doesn't need to turn heavenwards to receive more. That's the bracha of Esav. The bracha of Yaakov is the Russian Moshe comes to give you. It doesn't mean that your bank account is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It means every day the person is going to give you as you need. The bracha is that you'll always be given. So you'll never worry about the day that what's going to be for that day, because you know the person is going to give. Now, you can't look in your bank account and say, wow, I feel so much more secure because I have so much available just in case, because there's no just in case. So the biggest bracha is to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, Dei Machzor. They say stories with the big tzaddikim, that they would empty out at the end of the day all of their properties. They shouldn't be left with any money for the end of the day. They gave it all away to Stalka. This way, the next day, they start fresh. They're starting fresh with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving them their needs for the day. We don't live in a society exactly like that. We're not holding anywhere near that madrego. But the bracha is, the Rosh Hashanah will always give you. He'll always be there to take care of you. And if you can see that, you're blessed with A, the sustenance which you're going to always receive, and B, the relationship that you, every day you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the one who's giving it to you, because you don't have it in your hand automatically. You don't have the resources to fall back just in case. You're totally dependent upon Him, and you see Him coming through for you, so you have this beautiful relationship with Him every single day. So that's the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu tells Yaakov, V'yitzen lecha. One of my chaverim one time asked the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Stein, according to this idea that a person should not maintain his food and everything from day to day, but give it all away the end of the day and rely on getting new. So how do we have freezers where we store things in? So the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim answered him, for your wife. Which means that even for ourselves, we've been holding by a madrega of feeling confident and connected, but vis-a-vis somebody else whom they might not feel like that. And I cannot impose my madrega and my feelings and my desire to reach these high madregas upon somebody else. But if I can reach the madrega where I have such a clarity of it and I have such a confidence in it, maybe that itself I can also be mashpia upon somebody else. It's expected from somebody else that I can never do. I can try and reach the madriga with such a clarity that they will feel the confidence exuding from me that I believe in this. So the word bitachon means that I am, the Chavos Baba says, I feel totally confident and therefore totally relaxed about what's going to be. If you can reach the madriga of being totally relaxed, you can be mashpia upon somebody else as well. Have a good Shabbos.